Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, to find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I have come to know after having lived all these years now, and it is this, and I know I say this every week, but I believe it more and more the older I get. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and I'm so excited about the next few weeks of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast because I absolutely love the subject matter that we're going to be covering. Each song has a special place in my life and has been born out of personal ministry in my own life, especially in my current and ongoing battle with Parkinson's. I'm finding these songs are taking on a whole new meaning for me, and I'm asking Father God to minister deeply to your heart as you listen to the stories behind these 12 songs. Today's podcast is the story behind the song, I Wanted You, from the ministry recording Songs of Ministry. This album is a 12-song collection, especially for those who find themselves emotionally wounded in some way. As I look down the list of the songs included in this recording, my mind absolutely spins into high speed, much like seeing my life flash before me instantaneously, simply because each title evokes a recalling of specific times, specific events, or life-changing circumstances which God's allowed me to experience, and I find myself absolutely grateful to God for all He has done. What you are about to hear is the first time I released this song on this podcast in 2018. The first thing you're probably going to notice is how much my voice has changed due to the progression of Parkinson's in my life. But I'm being honest when I say this, I feel like God is making more progress than Parkinson's is in my heart and my mind. Now that being said, here's the story behind the song, I Wanted You. And by the way, this is one of my all-time favorite songs God ever graced my life with. This song was received and written on July 31st, 1997 for my friend Lisa. I wrote this note about the song when I first received it, so I wouldn't forget the circumstances behind the way this song came about. Here's what I wrote. For those who feel they were not planned, expected, or needed, God creates us as blessings even if we were conceived as the result of sin. He delights in the smallest and most feeble life. I'll never forget the moment I heard Lisa's story, how she felt she was a mistake, an accident, that she was never wanted in the first place. Now, what makes a person come to such conclusions about their own existence? If there's one thing I know, the enemy, Satan, hates the work of the cross and hates what it means to the heart of every new creation. If he can keep us from knowing Christ in the first place, he's won. But even if we come to saving faith in Jesus Christ, the enemy still wants us to become crippled with his subtle lies that cause us to doubt God's love for us. If he can get us to doubt that love, he can pretty much dictate much of the journey of our lives. And when I heard Lisa's story and how it caused her to feel unwanted, I became very angry with the liar and his lies and began asking the Lord for a song of deliverance for her, a song from his perspective concerning her life. Psalm 139, verses 13 and 14 in the New American Standard Bible says this, "For you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well." Now, does it say God creates and forms just some people, or is the word of the Lord in Psalm 139 directed at the entire human race? I believe it means every life that is ever conceived was created and ordained by God. Because God is perfect and he does not make mistakes. And let's not confuse guilt and shame here. You've heard me say this before. Guilt is the understanding that I've done something wrong. Shame is the belief that I am something wrong. And I'm here to remind you that God makes no mistakes. You and I are here for a reason, regardless of the circumstances of our existence. We would not be here if God did not want us. And that's the truth. Lisa's story is powerful and a testimony to God's ability to take what Satan means for evil and use it for our good and for his glory. She was born in the late 1950s in South Korea. Her father was an American soldier, and her mother was a teenage prostitute. Because she was probably supporting her family by selling her body, her parents just chose to look the other way, even after she became pregnant with Lisa. In the culture in those days, a child of mixed race was looked upon with shame. In fact, according to the culture of those days, Lisa's birth mother had only three choices. She could give her baby up for adoption, she could keep the child and be ostracized by the family and be forced to live in a home for prostitutes, a further shame, or she could kill the baby. In fact, babies born under such circumstances were sometimes left hanging in trees in the hope someone would find them and take them in, and also so that the wild animals wouldn't harm them. During Lisa's infancy, a couple of American missionaries were in the practice of visiting Korean households to give inoculations and to share Jesus in the process. During one such visit, they happened into the home of Lisa's birth family and recognized Lisa's mixed heritage, and they knew the fate of the baby was not a good one. Such was the shame felt by the birth mother that Lisa was not even given a family name on her official birth certificate. Now, knowing Lisa would probably be abandoned, the young missionaries decided to take her into their own home at the birth mother's request to give her up for adoption. I've since found out that these two wonderful missionaries were responsible for rescuing 150 babies from abandonment through the years. That's amazing. Now, working with an adoption agency here in the States, Lisa was placed with a Christian family in Shakota, Oklahoma, where Lisa's adoptive parents eventually settled. Lisa's dad managed a grocery store there for many years. Lisa told me she battled feelings of being unwanted and that those feelings were exacerbated when she lost her parents. One evening, her folks were traveling back from a revival meeting in a nearby city when their car was struck broadside, leaving her mom with brainstem injury. Her mom died a week later. Her dad received multiple injuries, the most severe being an aortic rupture, which left him completely paralyzed. And he passed away a year later from cancer. Now, this was obviously devastating to Lisa. This is when the enemy went into a full-fledged assault on Lisa's mind, ravaging her thoughts with feelings of being an accident, feelings of being unwanted, being unintended, feeling rejected. Lisa told me she knew her adoptive parents loved her. Of that, she had absolutely no doubt, but her exact quote to me was this: "I knew in my brain that my adoptive parents loved me, but there's just something about being adopted that causes a small voice to say that someone didn't want you. You were rejected. I know it's not logical, but it's just within my nature." When I heard those words, I remember being so angry at the enemy for my friend and immediately began asking Father for a song of deliverance for her. That's when the song, "I Wanted You," came to me. Since sharing the song with Lisa so many years ago, I've continued to use it from time to time in public ministry. And on more than one occasion, I've been approached after sharing the song by young women who told me they conceived children as a result of being sexually assaulted, choosing to keep the child, and of being ostracized by the church. I've also been told many times by both men and women that they remembered feeling they were accidents. Some even telling me that they were told by their own parents they should have been called oops because they never intended to have another baby. That's terrible. The bottom line is this: you would not be here if you were not wanted. God is the one who creates life, regardless of the circumstances surrounding the conception of that life. If you've ever struggled with feelings of being unwanted, feelings of not being planned, or have ever felt rejected, this song is for you. I want you to listen for Father's heart as you hear this song. It's called "I Wanted You." And remember, Father wants you, even now.
Some lives begin by accident, so they say, so they say. And some lives were really never meant, so they say, so they say. But I say to you, there are no mistakes, it's true. For I gave my life to prove that I wanted you. I wanted you. From the beginning of time, I wanted you, and I want you to know how glad I am that you're mine. You will be rejected sometimes in this life, but I chose you, selected you, making you mine. I wanted you, so I made you and called you to be mine. I wanted you, and I want you to know that you are worth my own life. I wanted you, and I still do. Some lives are not worth living for, so they say. But the smallest of lives are worth so much more, so I say. And I say to you, put down the lies, believe what's true, what my heart already knew, that I wanted you. I wanted you from the beginning of time. Sometimes in this life, but I chose you, selected you, making you mine. I wanted you, so I made you and called you to be mine. I wanted you, and I want you to know that you are worth my own life. I wanted you, and I still do.
Father, I thank you that you wanted us, so much so that you were willing to give your only begotten Son to purchase us and make us your own. For that we give thanks, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now Romans 8, 15 and 16 puts it like this: For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father, Daddy, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. I don't want you to forget that. Jesus thought you were worth his own life. That's how much he wanted you. That's amazing. I want to thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can always go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes Store, Deezer, Amazon Music, YouTube, SoundCloud, and Tidal. And if you'd like an MP3 of today's song, I Wanted You, from the recording Songs of Ministry, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. Thank you so much again for joining me for today's podcast. And remember this, if you get nothing else, remember this. God loves you, and so do I. And never forget his goodness, and his comforting presence is with us, even in the sorrowful times. You are his son, or you are his daughter, new creation in Christ. And you are never alone, ever. And you wouldn't be here if you weren't wanted. That should give you a lot of grace, make you feel loved. Now do this for me. Go and be who your heavenly Father says you are.
Precious Joel, Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are.